to the WMFO Digital Clock, Fo, Medford. And now at 11:02, according to that very same WMFO digital clock, you are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I'm Belinda, and this is Bubbles in the Think Tank. It's two of the silliest hours of radio programming imaginable on this Saturday evening. All the silliness you can stomach, all the silliness you can shake your stick at, and we have been double-dong-daring you since 1990. No matter who joins in, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. Coming up in around about, I think it's going to be about 50 minutes. Let's call it the 11:50 hour. It will be time for the radio obituaries. It's that time each week where we say farewell to those who have passed in recent days and weeks and months. Starting the new radio obituary year tonight. Ooh. More about that later, of course. As usual, I'm extremely glad that you, the listener, have joined me here tonight. And I'd like to keep that going right here. At Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Hop in that old jalop and head for the mullet shop and all the cats join in. Down goes my last two bits, come up. One banana split and all the cats join in. Drop your jack in that old jukebox, play your favorite disc. When you dance with the Bobby Sox, you dance at your own risk. Rip, everybody swings, yes, swing, till the rafters ring and all the cats join in. Thank you.
don't you know it's getting rough out here for us girls? We gotta look out for each other. Things are getting rougher, boys are getting tougher. That's why we should join the society for the prevention of cruelty to little
to sail I would go. 1 hour on the water I was soaked down below. Though I tried I couldn't hide from my mother's piercing view, but all she would say was, a big boy like you. Wet before,
wet before,
wet behind,
wet behind.
We're the members of the Wet Pants Club. Many times I resolved to return home dry. I'd stand through the cruise with my pants hitched high. Then I'd feel those icy fingers up and down my spine, and the same old witchcraft when the bilge meets mine. Wet before,
wet before,
wet behind,
wet behind.
We're the members of the Wet Pants Club. Once we sailed for the cup and we beat England's pride. We took off our clothes till the trousers were dried. When our pants were displayed for the crowd's curious stare, they struck up the chorus of the London Derry air. Wet before,
wet before,
wet behind,
wet behind.
We're the members of the Wet Pants Club. My last voyage out, steady breeze, quiet day. We drank to the absence of the white cap and the spray. As I opened the beer, it fell from my hand. I stood there once again with a cold, damp can. Wet before,
wet before,
wet behind,
wet behind.
We're the members of the Wet Pants Club.
All right, everybody, settle down. Come on now. Welcome to the weekly meeting of the National Association of W Lovers. We are gathered here today to pay tribute to that great letter W and the wondrous sound it makes. Isn't that lovely? Yeah, it makes the heart pound faster. All right, now, if you'll all turn to page 4 in the manual, we will sing the club song. All right, turn to page 4. That's it. All right, now, everybody ready? Here we go. I'll begin. You can join in later. Here we go. What is the letter we love? What sound are we extra fond of? It's not any trouble, you know it's a W when you hear woo, 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 woo. Without this fine letter, you couldn't say wash or witch, wax, or wiggle. My gosh. There wouldn't be wet, warm, or walrus. Oh, wow. There wouldn't be wood. Would there now? Without this great woo sound, well, wink would be ink, and weak would be eek. Don't you see? Of course. A fine word like waffle would turn out just awful. Oh, W's grand as can be. All right, everybody.
So what is the letter we love? The sound that we're extra fond of. It's not any trouble, you know it's a W when you hear woof, 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 woof.
One more time.
When you hear woof, 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 woof.
Oh, wow, that was wonderful.
There ought to be a society for the prevention of cruelty to poor unfortunate lovers, poor unfortunate lovers, poor unfortunate lovers like me. There ought to be a society for the extension of sympathy to poor unfortunate lovers, poor unfortunate lovers, poor unfortunate lovers like me. If you beat up a dog or a cat, you go to jail for the maximum penalty. They got protection laws for dumb animals, but nobody cares about me when I get beat. So I repeat, there ought to be a society for the prevention of cruelty to poor unfortunate lovers, poor unfortunate lovers, poor unfortunate lovers like me. For dogs and cats in trouble, they have fine society. They even have a group that helps out undernourished trees. But when I wrote my congressman and said my man was through, he wrote back, "Dear Miss Garrett, there's nothing we can do.
There's nothing.
Society for the extension of sympathy to poor unfortunate lovers, poor unfortunate lovers like me. When you go for a walk in the zoo, you never try for to beat up the chimpanzee. They got the iron cage and the keeper to boot. The monkey is better than me. He grinned at me, and he agreed. There ought to be a society for the prevention of cruelty to poor unfortunate lovers, poor unfortunate lovers, poor unfortunate lovers like me. Help!
Some guy in the fifth row. said, baby, you stole the show. Not some guy in the fifth row. Yeah, his friends had to hear it. They're in love. That's the spirit. Well, the fans took the hit. I got canned before I quit. On that river, it's not allowed. Did I give up?
To buy a brand new suit, the latest styles in wardrobe, complete from cap to boot. I found a haberdashery bazaar for men and boys. I bought myself a set of threads for culture and for poise, and now I'm
Ivy, Ivy, Ivy Lee.
I feel like a Princeton graduate when I wear my brand new clothes, because I'm
Ivy, Ivy, Ivy League.
I'm definitely in the Ivy League from head to toes. I gave away my blue suede shoes, my snap brim hat, and my double-breasted blues. Complete new wardrobe, the latest word, and topped it off with a Thunderbird.
Ivy, Ivy, Ivy League. Yes, we're Ivy
quite in style. The tighter pleatless trouser will bring annoying smile. They're saving a lot of cloth that way, on that there's no dispute. I wonder if perhaps they use this cloth to make more suits, and all of them
Ivy, Ivy, Ivy League.
I feel like a Princeton graduate when I wear my brand new clothes, because I'm
Ivy, Ivy, Ivy League.
I'm definitely in the Ivy League from head to toes. Got a gabardine cap with a buckle in the back, a three-button coat with a vent in the back, a Tattersall vest of navy blue, and a beautiful plain-tipped cordovan shoe. We have no money anymore, but very proudly we can say
we're Ivy League all the way.
Just walk right in and sit right down. I know your heart's been broken, so let your tears fall down. Everybody knows you have lost your love. Just come on in now, baby. You're welcome to the club. We got a deck of cards and a TV too. I know it won't help, but Lord, it might comfort you. We got every record that you can think of. Just to come on in now, baby. You're welcome. welcome to the club. We nail up the window so they can't see inside. They'll never know how much we've cried. People say a man ain't supposed to cry, but they'll never tell you why. There's a sign on the door, no women allowed. If it wasn't for these women, we wouldn't have this crowd. You know the place is packed, like a hand in a glove. Just to come on in now, buddy. You're welcome to the club. Just walk right on in now, buddy. Let your tears fall down. Now get out on your knees, buddy. And everybody been hurt one time. Lord, 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 have mercy. I don't have to cry no more. Now walk on in now, buddy.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. That was somewhere around 30 minutes. And we're still in the first portion of this evening's program, barreling through some silliness the way we like to do. I gotta say, you just don't get enough of it during the week sometimes, no matter how hard our titular head of research, Marshall Frederick Stockwell Jr., tries over there at the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook group, where you're all at right now, and I love you for it. But even with him and our director of minutia, Bob Cohen, and everybody else, even our poet laureate, Kay Tuff, everybody's over there trying, yet somehow there will never be enough silliness. There just won't. So we do what we can here at Bubbles in the Think Tank, so let's get right back to it. On your freeform radio station, it is WMFO Medford.
Hit it, boys! Hit it!
Friends. Yes, I'm Bernard Flapdoodle, founder and president of the Funny Name Club of America. That's right, the Funny Name Club. You see, many Americans don't realize the plight of that crippled member of society, the fella or gal with a funny name. And that's where we come in the Funny Name Club of America. At our weekly meetings, held weekly in many friendly communities, a member of this underprivileged yet usually highly paid minority has a chance to mingle with others who share his infirmity and to gain a sense of pride and brotherhood for the achievements of his kind. Most Americans don't realize that it was our own Robert Louis Dildo who invented the retrievable garage door, that Mrs. Louise Yakamoto, the well-known war heroine, purchased 45 gas bags which still float above selected American cities, each proudly bearing a funny name. And while most would know the well-known Donald Duck, what of the pain to his family and friends? Yes, we all owe quite a debt to these brave Americans of humorous descent. Will any of us soon forget Adolf Schickelgruber? We can't afford not to. Yes, soon is quick enough for us, so send your support to a chapter near you. Don't forget about the little ones at Christmas either. Yes, Americans with funny names are just people, too. Thank you.
Meet me at the clubhouse!
Cheating. Why don't you stop cheating? I know that
you're cheating on me. I know who you treat, the lips that you sweeten. And baby, you know you're not free. For this life that you choose, you're gonna have to pay them dues. Well, ain't it a shame, dear? Well, ain't it a shame, dear, that I had to give, I gave you my heart. Burn a flame, dear, for some I could name, dear, whenever our lips are apart. In the end, cheaters lose, you're gonna have to pay them dues. You're now in the clover, you're now in the clover, but people grow old.
Friends, do you sit at home alone night after night, waiting in vain for the telephone to ring?
Do you sometimes call up the drugstore and order stuff you don't need just so you can enjoy a brief moment of companionship with the young squirt who comes over on his bicycle to deliver it?
Haven't you often wished that those in the mainstream of life would ask you to join their social groups so that you too could get out of the house and horse around?
Well, now that long-cherished dream can become a reality, neighbors. Not just once, but many times, thanks to the special introductory offer being made by the Bob and Ray Club of the Month Club.
It sounds incredible, but it's true, friends. Once you're enrolled as a member of the Bob and Ray Club of the Month Club, you'll receive all the credentials you need to join a new and different social group each and every month.
The doorway will be open for you to make hundreds of new friends around your own age, and perhaps even a few of other ages. And you'll be caught up in a mad whirl of gay activity as you shuttle from one club to another every 30 days.
Of course, we don't expect you to join the Bob and Ray Club of the Month Club on our say-so alone, so let us read to you from some of the unsolicited letters of appreciation that come pouring in.
A woman in Nebraska writes, "I never realized how full and rich life could be until your wonderful club arranged for me to join the 6th Street Marauders. Now I experience the conviviality of a rumble almost every night, and if things go as I expect, I'll soon become the first 62-year-old woman ever sentenced to the juvenile detention home."
From a man in Pennsylvania, this heartfelt message. "At first, I wondered whether I could fit in with the Make a Better World for Our Children Council. But after we all got to Washington to demonstrate against Senate Bill 1728, I felt just like one of the gang. And I can never thank you enough for the lasting friendships you enabled me to make on the picket line. P.S. What is Senate Bill 1728?
And finally, this letter from a woman in Michigan. She writes, "I was just a stay-at-home wallflower until the club's July selection made me a full-fledged member of the Palm Beach Yachting Society. Of course, you neglected to send a yacht along with my membership card, but I still managed to place third in our annual race to Nassau. and was the only finisher in the top 10 to get there without a boat.
Now, naturally, you too will want to open the door to a whole new life by joining the Bob and Ray Club of the Month Club. So why not get your membership application into the mail now and take advantage of our special bonus offer?
If your request to join is postmarked before midnight tonight, you will receive, at no additional charge, all the credentials you need to become an active member of the University of Western Montana Alumni Association.
Know the fun of attending class reunions. And, of course, unlike the other grads, you can pick any class that appeals to you since you never attended the college anyway.
But the annual reunion is just one of the benefits of Alumni Association membership, friends. You'll receive loads of mail from the college asking for donations. You'll be able to join the crowd as they hang the football coach in effigy. And last but far from least, you can get stewed to the eyeballs alongside the other grads at homecoming.
Now, regrettably, membership in the Bob and Ray Club of the Month Club must be limited to the first few thousand idiots we can hook. So apply now and avoid disappointment.
Just jot down the words, "I want to be clubbed," on a postcard and mail it to Bob and Ray, Togetherness, New York.
Thank you. speaking vernacular. How to say Fu Manchu, a Moriarty and Dracula. We are the office block, persecution affinity. God save the little shots, China cups and virginity. We are the skyscraper, condemnation affiliates. God save Tudor houses, anti-table dominions. Serve in the old ways, for being abused. Protect in the new ways, for me and for you. What more can we do? We are the village green preservation society. God save Donald Duck, Bonneville and Variety. We are the desperate damn appreciation society. God save strawberry jam from all the different varieties.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. That wraps up the first portion of this evening's program. We are so glad you joined us here this evening. With you, the listener, here, it's the best club ever. But now it's time for us to turn our attention to the radio obituaries. It's that time each week where we say farewell to those who have passed in recent days and weeks and months. We wrapped up the radio obituary year of 2022 last week. It was a very exciting time. We had what may have been a record number of obits for the year. We'll find out soon as your director of minutia, Bob Cohen, combs through the data and calculates all of the details for this past radio obituary year. He'll get that in fine shape for your titular head of research and mine, Marshall Frederick Stockwell Jr., to poll you. To find out which radio obituaries you'd like to hear retrospected in the Radio Obituary Retrospective coming up the Saturday night following Thanksgiving. We've done it before, we'll do it again, but we need your help to make it happen. So stay tuned for that poll. It'll be coming soon. Right now, though, I think I'm going to get the Radio Obituaries of 2023 started by doing what I always do and reminding you, the listener, to think about your future and go to feedthepig.org. The initial radio obituary is for Joseph Tarsia, the American recording studio owner and engineer from Philadelphia who was credited on many classic pop music tracks, earning him over 150 gold and platinum record awards. He was the founder and owner of Sigma Sound Studios, which was the recording base of Gamble and Huff's Philadelphia International Records. He started his career as a recording technician after taking technical courses in high school. He got a gig in the research department of the Philco Corporation, which lasted for a decade. Then when he moved to New York City around 1961, he took an audio engineering position with Cameo Parkway Records. He ended up becoming the label's chief engineer. In 1967, he sold everything he had and bought what had been the Sound Plus Studios. He upgraded the studio equipment from 2-track to 8-track and opened the doors for business of Sigma Sound in 1968. During the 1970s heyday of the Sound of Philadelphia, the studio became a 24-hour operation in order to meet the great demand for its services. They won awards for recordings by Jerry Butler, Harold Melvin, the OJs, the Stylistics, and many others. Joseph Tarsia just passed away at 88. It's the initial radio obituary with monkey content and one of the most played songs in the radio obituaries of all time. But they're not the same song. Right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
One monkey dance got no show. One monkey dance got no show.
You know, I got a letter from a friend of mine the other day, and this is what he had to say. He said, "Terry, I hear you've been having some trouble with the girls when you're off on the road." He said, "My friend, what you do is you catch that first flight back home into the big D, Detroit town. Yes, 'cause there's enough girls to go around. And the people back home don't treat their loved ones like they do when you're off away. No, they treat them all right. I want to tell you something else my friend had to say. If you listen real close, I'll tell you this is the way it went right now. Listen here now. Here we go.
Things don't happen that way.
So low, and you know your baby been doing you so much wrong, and you've been gone for a long, long time away. What you do is you get up in the morning and you're ready for your first cup of coffee, and you sit yourself down, and a little voice comes to you from behind the coffee pot, and the little voice says, get up, get up. Yes, and you're driving down the road in your car, you're driving down the road, and another voice comes to you from nowhere, and it says, the little voice says, get up. Get up and find yourself somebody else to love now. Yes, and you're working hard on the job. You're working so hard, and a voice comes to you from nowhere and it says, get up and find somebody else to love now. Yeah, yeah, I'm gonna tell you one more thing here. This is what my friend had to say at the end of his letter. I wanna tell you the moral of this whole story now. Listen now, children.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford.